Vamos a conversar con nuestra invitada en la noche de hoy. Vamos a conversar con Colby Singleton y vamos a preguntarle información sobre su organización. Let us welcome Colby Singleton. She is my guest tonight. She is the program director of Holyoke Urban Bike School at the YMCA. Good evening and welcome. How are you, Colby?
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Great, great. I'm so glad you're here because I know that you can share with us a lot of information about this school, the Urban Bike School. Tell me about this organization, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Holyoke Urban Bike School, like you mentioned, is a program at the Holyoke YMCA. During the school year, we run classes for youth and teens to learn about bike repair. We also run during the summer. And even during the school year, we do run during school classes at a couple of schools. So, you know, basically we teach bike skills to young people in a lot of different ways.
Is there a limit in the age? Like, I mean, how young can they be, up to what age also?
So generally our students are 11 years old, all the way up until 18.
And what kind of classes do you give them? Walk me through that. For example, let's say I bring my son, 8 years old. Oh, no, you said 11 is the minimum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is there a registration process? Anybody can come in, or are there any requirements?
Yeah, so we do. We have a short registration process, and any students are welcome. Most of our students are from Holyoke, living in Holyoke, but you know, we've had students from Springfield, South Hadley, Chicopee, you know, the surrounding areas. So most of our students start through our Earn a Bike program. And with the Earn a Bike program, they learn basic repair skills, a different skill each week. And at the end of a certain number of hours spent in the shop, they get to keep that bike for their own. So along with the bike that they've earned, they also have some repair skills, you know, some knowledge about how to maintain that bike.
So in this case, they don't have to have a bike to come to the school. You can provide a bike for them?
That's right. That's right. We've actually had a lot of success getting bikes donated to our program. So we have a big supply of bikes that students can pick out on their own. You know, it's their choice, and then they can earn it.
Very good. And this is open for boys and girls, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, this is great. I thought that they had to have a bike to come, and then you would teach them how to ride, but they don't have to have a bike, and you would provide for a bike. And you said that they could keep them at the end of their classes?
Yeah, so we just have a certain number of hours that they have to fulfill. We have 20 shop hours that they have to come to and do our classes, and then after those 20 hours, the bike is theirs to keep. They can also work with their own bikes. If a student already has a bike, then we'll work with them on their own bike already and show them how to fix it. What they don't already know.
20 hours, okay. And if you are just tuning in, my guest is Colby Singleton. She's the program director of Holyoke Urban Bike School at the YMCA in Holyoke. And we are talking about the school, the bike school. So 20 hours a week, and how does that work? How many hours a day, or how does it go?
Yeah, so our students who are earning a bike just have to, you know, work 20 hours over however many weeks that it takes them.
All right. So it all depends on them, how much time they have available, or the parents have some time available to bring them. It's not anything like, you know, where they have to be Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays a certain time. It doesn't work like that. They come on their own depending on how much time they have.
That's right. That's
as long as they have the 20 hours, then they will get they get a certificate or anything, or they're just ready to to go on bike.
Yes, they get their bike and they do get a certificate as well. Yeah, some of our students come each day that we're open, each and every day. Some other students maybe come once a week, but we found that we, you know, like to keep it flexible. So we want it to work for the students. And we found that keeping it open to what works for each student individually really makes it more possible for more students.
Mm-hmm. And do you have just one instructor or do you have several instructors? How does that work?
Yeah, so I'm one of the instructors, and then I do have one co-instructor. So it's just the two of us, although we do have a number of dedicated volunteers who help a lot.
Mm, very good. How intense, how complicated are these classes for repairing? How does it work? Do you teach them how to change the tires or fix the brakes? Mm-hmm. How does that go?
Yeah, exactly. You definitely mentioned one of the first, you know, few classes that we teach are fixing a flat tire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the Earn a Bike program, we learn all about tires and wheels. We learn about braking systems, like you also mentioned. We learn about the gears and the shifting systems, as well as, you know, the wheels and the ball bearings and the rotational system. So there's a lot to cover. There's a lot to cover, but we get to all of it.
Oh, wow, very good. And so you mentioned that you get a lot of bikes donated to you. How does that work? Do you go out and solicit, or would you like to request now for bicycles?
Well, On the one hand, yes, we are always accepting bike donations, but mm-hmm. on the other hand, we've actually had so much success getting bikes donated that we're almost out of storage for the time being. So
that's good.
That's good, yes. Yes, we have plenty of bikes for students to earn.
What's your average of students, you know, that graduate? Is it a lot of students or not that many?
I would say, you know, per month, a few students each month fulfill their 20 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say on a weekly basis, we usually have around 15 to 20 students come through our program each week. And yeah, at the moment, we actually are employing 5 teenagers through 2 different organizations in Holyoke. So we're providing summer jobs to teenagers. So we're grateful to have that opportunity because youth employment is so important.
Yes, that's good. Very, very good. And so you are in charge of teaching the kids how to repair their bikes. How about safety and how to ride on the streets? Because that's kind of dangerous. You do that too, or you don't cover that aspect?
We do discuss safe riding, absolutely. We're hoping to get into, you know, doing group bike rides a little bit more in the coming year, but we do sometimes go on group bike rides, and we always talk about the rules of the road and how to be, you know, we talk about working with, you know, car drivers, motorists, and asking for people driving cars to be respectful. But, you know, the other side of that is, as bicyclists, being respectful on the road, taking up what we're, you know, the space in the road that we have the right to, but also being respectful.
That is very important, Colby, because I know that when I drive through not only Holyoke, Springfield, a little bit of a larger city, invariably, if I'm going driving down here downtown State Street, there will be kids that they just cross the, you know, the street without even looking, and it seems that it's very important, since they are young, to teach them to respect the rules, because it's for everybody's safety.
Absolutely. And, you know, a huge part of our program is teaching the bike repair skills and the mechanical skills, but we can't do that without doing the follow through of teaching the safe the safe riding skills. Because, you know, our ultimate goal is that we're trying to get more young people out on the road. And so, again, we just want to make sure we're doing that in a way that works for everybody out on the road.
Mm-hmm. We are speaking with Colby Singleton, Program Director of Holyoke Urban Bike School at the YMCA in Holyoke. And these classes for repair of bicycles, they are on an ongoing basis, or do you have a limit when they have to register? How does it go?
Yeah, so sort of like I mentioned earlier, we try to keep our classes on a flexible schedule. So how it is now is that it's on an ongoing basis. So students can join at any time. And then we sort of work with students one-on-one, or even our more advanced students who've been coming to our shop for a little while. They will work with new students and, you know, sort of mentor the incoming students with what they have already learned.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located?
So we are at the Holyoke YMCA, and we actually just moved our bike shop to another location at the Holyoke YMCA, but we just moved from a small little room in the Y to a big garage space, actually.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any activities, fundraisings, anything coming up?
Well, we are hoping to go on a trip this fall. Actually, a group of us went to the Youth Bicycle Summit last year, which is, you know, a conference for young people and organizations that do exactly what we do. So we're hoping to get a group of us to go down to D.C. for that conference this year. So we are asking for sponsorships for our students to go on that trip. But yeah.
And I understand you had a gathering a couple of nights ago.
We did, yes. Just a few days ago, we had our grand opening for our new space that we just moved into.
That's what it was.
It was, yeah. We are guessing that we had about 150 people show up, maybe 175 people. So it was a big turnout. The mayor of Holyoke came. Huh. And yeah, we had bike activities, bike riding games. We had food, we had mm-hmm. music, we had student speakers. So it was a big event for us.
Oh, great. And this organization has been going on for a while, or is it something new?
It has been going on since 2010, so it's been, you know, a number of years now. Mm-hmm. It started very small with, you know, one or two students, no supplies, no permanent space, and now we have this, you know, pretty nice storefront sort of garage area, so it's grown a lot.
Oh, very good. And if anybody is interested in becoming a student at the Urban Bike School, what should they do? Can they call first, or can they just show up and register?
Yeah, they can either call ahead of time if they have some questions, or they're welcome to just show up as well and talk in person.
Do you have an address? You said it's the YMCA. That's on what street? Is that Appleton? Corner, right, of Appleton and...
Exactly. Yep.
Pine?
Exactly.
Beach.
Yeah, yeah. Beach. Right up in there.
Yeah.
So we're sort of on the other end of that block. So our address is on Suffolk Street.
Oh, okay.
So 184 Suffolk Street. But if you are familiar with the Holyoke YMCA, just going to the front desk... yeah, right there, sort of on Appleton Street. They can show you where to go.
Yeah. Very good. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, just, you know, we'd love to have more students. We do have a number of students, but yeah, we're sort of seeing this sort of community building within our students and all the people who participate in our program, and it's really nice to see. You know, some of our students who've already earned one bike through our program, they maybe will earn a second bike and give that to a family member or a sibling. So things like that happen are great, and we would love to see more of that.
Oh, very good. That's good. Good news. Well, thank you so much for coming to share with us all this great information about the Urban Bike School. Thank you so much, and good luck always.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. My guest was Colby Singleton, Program Director of Holyoke Urban Bike School at the YMCA in Holyoke. And you are in tune to Tertulia.